Shalom, everybody! In this week's Parsha, we are given the Torah. And part of that Torah, through direct divine revelation, is, of course, the Aseres Hadibros. Some Rishonim maintain that these Ten Commandments are actually a condensed version of all of the Taryag Mitzvos. In any case, the last of the Aseres Hadibros is in Perek Chav Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Torah says, Lo Sachmod Beis Reyecha, etc. You shall not covet. Lo Sachmod. You shall not covet your neighbor's house, your neighbor's wife, servants, ox, donkey, etc. Anything that is your neighbor's. V'chol Asher L'Reyecha. That's the 10th of the Aseres Hadibros. And the question that many of the Mefarshim ask is, how can Hashem command me to feel or to not feel something? I'm not always in control of how I feel. So I can understand how Hashem can command me to do or not to do something, but how can Hashem command me not to feel a certain way? Many Rishonim indeed explain this mitzvah, Lo Sachmod, as prohibiting a certain action. So, for example, the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, says in Hilchos Gezela Perek Aleph Halachates that the Isser of Lo Sachmod is if someone pressures or bullies someone else to sell them something, even if they pay for it. And I'll add parenthetically that the Rambam in the very next halacha contrasts the Isser of Lo Sachmod in our Parsha with the Isser in the Aseres Hadibros in Parshas Ve'eschanan, which says both Lo Sachmod and also Lo Sis'aveh. Okay, that's the Rambam in Hilchos Gezela Perek Aleph Halacha Tes and also Halacha Yud. And again, the Isser of Lo Sachmod is, according to the Rambam, a prohibition against an action. And other Rishonim agree, even if they disagree regarding exactly what the action is. However, the Ibn Ezra, Rav Avram ben Meir Ibn Ezra, who died in 1167 in his Perush on this Pasuk, disagrees. He says that the Torah can indeed prohibit thoughts and emotions. The Ibn Ezra gives a mashal of a very poor villager who sees a beautiful princess. This poor villager, if he's thinking properly and clearly, will never ever think about marrying this woman. She's royalty. She's wealthy. She's a famous princess. And he's a poor villager. The Ibn Ezra says that for this villager to desire this princess and to desire to be with this princess is like him yearning and desiring to grow wings and to fly in the sky. It will never happen, not in a million years. He knows that so well. He's sure of it, that he will never, ever desire or long for it. And this, says the Ibn Ezra, is how and why the Torah commands us Lo Sachmod. If you truly believe that everything is from Hashem, that He is in full control of what you have and what you receive and what you will receive, then desiring something you don't have is as crazy as craving for wings to grow on your back and for you to fly away. It's crazy to yearn for that, to be hungry for that. Hashem is fully in control of what you receive, and therefore that emuna in what Hashem is and what Hashem does is the very thing that will prevent you from the emotions of Lo Sachmod. The Sforno, Rav Avadya ben Yaakov Sforno, who died in 1550, agrees with the Ibn Ezra. And he says that someone else's wife or whatever they happen to have should be considered by you to be so utterly unattainable that you will not even begin to plan or think about how to acquire it. That's the Sforno, that's the Ibn Ezra, and other Mefarshim agree. In fact, the Sforno continues, and he says that that's exactly what Hashem promises us in Parshas Kisisa, in Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Chav Dalet, in that Parsha, when Hashem tells us that we must come to Yushalayim three times a year on Shalosh Hagalim, Hashem promises us that even though every single able-bodied male will leave their hometown and come to Yushalayim, still Hashem promises us that none of our neighboring countries will covet our land. Lo yachmod. They will not covet our land when we come to Yushalayim. The bracha is that they will view conquering Eretz Yisrael to be so crazy, so unattainable, so impossible, that not only will they not be able to conquer Eretz Yisrael, but they won't even dream of trying. What an amazing bracha that we daven for to occur today, Yemir Tashem. So that's the Ibn Ezra and the Sfarno. And finally, we have Rabbi Yechiel Michal from Zlachov. Rabbi Yechiel Michal of Zlachov was amazing. major Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov and of the Maggid of Mezrich. He died in 1786. He didn't write any Sfarim, but I saw this in the Sefer Iturei Torah, written by Aaron Yaakov Greenberg, who died in 1963. He quotes, Rabbi Yechiel Michalou also agrees with the Ibn Ezra and the Sfarno, and he says that that's the reason why the Isser of Lo Sachmor is the last of the Aseres HaDibros. Lo Sachmor, again, is based on the Emuna that Hashem is completely in control of the universe. He decides what I get, when I get it, how I get it. I have everything I need. So I won't covet anything. And how do I acquire this kind of Emuna? Says Rabbi Yechiel Michalou, I come to that Emuna by keeping the first of the 9 Dibros. If I obey all of these mitzvos, then I will come to a level of emuna where I won't desire anything that belongs to somebody else. It's all in Hashem's hands. Have an amazing day, everyone.